The second account of the creation story from the Garden of Eden according to Genesis. A relationship between God and creation, creating a helper for Adam, or Ezer. God is also called Ezer, or our helper. God had Adam name every beast in order to build relationship and give identity. Adam was told to find the best Ezer, or helper. Adam, from earth or dust, was not happy with these helpers. Maybe Adam was looking for a loyal helper like a dog. I would want a strong helper, one that could help do the heavy work, like the elephant or a horse. I heard an interesting story about dogs. Adam said, "Lord, when I was in the garden, you walked with me every day, and now I do not see you anymore. I am lonesome here, and it is difficult for me to remember how much you love me." And God said, "No problem. I will create a companion for you that will be with you forever, and who will be a reflection of my love for you, so that you will love me even when you cannot see me. Regardless of how selfish or childish or unlovable you may be, this new companion will accept you as you are and will love you as I do, in spite of yourself." And God created a new animal to be a companion for Adam. And it was a good animal, and God was pleased, and the new animal was pleased to be with Adam, and he wagged his tail. And Adam said, "Lord, I have already named all the animals in the kingdom, and I cannot think of a name for this new animal." And God said, "No problem, because I have created this animal to be a reflection of my love for you. His name will be a reflection of my own name, and you will call him Dog." And Dog lived with Adam and was a companion to him and loved him. And Adam was comforted and God was pleased. And Dog was content and wagged his tail. After a while, it came to pass that Adam's guardian angel came to the Lord and said, "Lord, Adam has become filled with pride. He struts and preens like a peacock, and he believes he is worthy of adoration. Dog has indeed taught him that he is loved, but perhaps too well." And the Lord said, "No problem. I will create for him a companion who will be with him forever and who will see him as he is. The companion will remind him of his limitations, so he will know that he is not always worthy of adoration." And God created Cat to be a companion to Adam. And Cat would not obey Adam. And when Adam gazed into Cat's eyes, he was reminded that he was not the supreme being. And Adam learned humility, and God was pleased, and Adam was greatly improved. And Dog was happy, and the cat didn't give a hoot one way or the other. God wanted his creation to be happy and content. When he saw it was not good for Adam or human to be alone, God wanted to find a mate that was good for human. After all these creatures were named by Adam and failed to be Ezer or helper to care for the garden, God decided to take part of the human and make from his womb a mate, a helper, an Ezer. It was then that Adam the human was happy. This partner came from the same flesh and bone of human, and it was good, and it was very good. Genesis, the beginning of a relationship with God and with each other, the calling of human is to love God and to love God's creation. Our Garden of Eden is where we have been called to spread the good news of Jesus Christ and to share the message of the Holy Spirit. As we meet at the table for the Holy Supper, we will remember what God has done for us. We will remember Jesus Christ died to open the gate of God's garden to us. Amen. Let us pray. Holy Creator, you created women and men in your image to till the earth and to help one another. Give us hearts to continue tending to all that you have made so that the earth will sustain life for generations to come. Amen.